Recording. Okay.
Yes, I paid more.
All right, we are back in open session, and since we have some folks in the audience, let's go ahead and skip to section number four, administrative review of previous actions. And we are going to start with number one, combined cases 22136 and 2303 in regards to Maya Bella Pianta, DBM, monthly appearance as required by consent agreement. Board may review, discuss, and take action on compliance with consent agreement and other information presented. Thank you both for being here. And Ms. Solomon, you are the lead.
Yes, yes. I want to commend the notification we received about the increase in counseling visits. That is even more than what was requested in the consent agreement. So thank you. I think you'll find it very beneficial. Would you give us an update as to what's going on, and also what's going on the criminal side,
sure.
If you can?
You want to go ahead, Maya?
I'm doing all the meetings and tests and all the stuff that I've been supposed to do. I've been going to my court appearances, as I'm supposed to. The state is like having a hard time finding their paperwork, so it keeps pushing things back. So I went yesterday and they did another continuance because they couldn't get something in the lab. So
the criminal case is still in discovery,
okay.
And unfortunately the lab is there's been a trend with some of the criminal cases where the labs are sending the blood samples out to another state, and so we're getting some issues with getting our results and getting what's called the expanded data, which is the additional lab data, back as quickly as we have in the past. So again, it's just kind of bumping along till all that data is with her criminal attorney.
And we'll keep us updated on that as it progresses. Okie doke. Anything else you'd like to tell us? How you're doing?
Good.
That's good.
Good.
Work is going okay? And
yeah, work is going well. I've just been able to start working again.
Okay.
And I'm interviewing at another time to do like a part-time job than working more, just to try to have it a little bit more consistently, because mobile stuff is a little weird now after COVID, so.
Right.
I have no further questions. Do any members of the board?
Sorry, Victoria?
Madam Chair, may I ask, when was the last test that you have, just to make sure I have everything?
I had two last month, and they haven't called me for one this month.
Okay, that's what I have, thank you.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
Their computer seems to be like doing a really bunched up, which I asked them about that. I'm like, that's not exactly going to help.
Yeah.
What they're looking
to
for,
it, yeah.
But they said it's just what you do with the computer. Yeah, however the computer does what they do. Because they have to do one, and then another one like 4 days.
Right.
So that's hard. That's
thank you. I
saw in the last two, the two in May were both negative, and late May, so.
Yeah. Right.
Keep up the progress.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Excellent.
That's good.
Thank you.
All right, the next one, still in section number four, number 2, 2380, in regards to Don Hansberger, VMD, monthly appearance required by interim consent agreement. Board may review, discuss, and take action on information presented regarding Dr. Hansberger's compliance with the ICA. The board's options include, but are not limited to, offering an amended ICA. Hello, Dr. Hansberger, thanks for being here. So please note, Dr. Nosley is recused on this item, and Dr. Thompson, you are the lead.
Good morning.
Morning.
So, yes. We're getting through our list today, so that's pretty exciting. So how are things going for you?
Good.
Very well. Excellent. And I saw that the confirmatory test that we had you do last month came back negative, so
yes.
That's great news.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So congratulations on that. Did want to review with you, so the last test that you had showed that it was dilute.
Yes.
So did you ask the lab to give me more information on what causes that, or?
I drank a lot of water. I stopped 2 hours before, like they had suggested, and it still came back dilute.
Okay.
I'll drink anywhere between 85 and 100 something ounces a day. So it's worse in the summer.
Yeah.
Because it's hotter, so I will keep that in mind the next time to consciously try to not drink as much water as I would on a normal day.
Yeah, because as I'm sure you saw in the consent agreement, that there's a limit as to how many dilute samples that you can have. So making sure that you're staying within that limit.
When other time would somebody say, stop drinking so much water?
I know, right?
I know.
We need to drink more water.
Especially as we go into summer.
Yes. So I will consciously, I know there's a limitation. Next time I get called, I'll definitely keep it in mind.
And then, so also per your consent agreement that we had, you were to get weekly therapeutic sessions, and it looks like we received notification from the folks you're doing your sessions with that you can only get in every other week?
That is their schedule, not mine.
Okay. So
I gave her the consent agreement and a copy of it and everything, and that was what they were able to schedule, but in speaking with me, she thinks every 2 weeks is fine. And
so I guess my question to the board, that I don't know, maybe Mark, is that something that is, do we need to modify the consent agreement, or are we okay with those parameters given that was what the counselor is able to do? This isn't, it's not on the respondent's side. It's
right.
So in
theory, if in the future they have more availability, then you would go back to more meetings, or?
I'm leaving that up to the counselor.
To that, okay.
I'm comfortable where I'm at right now. I can always add in on a non-scheduled basis as they might have an opening.
Okay. Mark, what are your thoughts on
It really depends upon the board. If you feel like it's necessary to memorialize the change formally, then we would need to, you know, modify the consent agreement, and it would have to be re-executed. However, if you just want, you know, to, you know, informally allow this and memorialize it through the minutes and in follow-up, you know, communications, you know, with her, we can do that as well. I guess it's really what's your comfort level?
Well, maybe we memorialize it in the minutes, so that way should there be a need to make sure that you get back to the weekly, it's in the consent agreement for us to kind of encourage that to happen.
Yeah.
I also note that you're going to more AA meetings than what was recommended, so good for you for taking that initiative and going to those meetings. I think you missed like maybe 2 days out of the whole month.
I am also leading the meetings on Monday mornings.
Okay. That's awesome.
So, I'm sorry to interrupt. So, Dr. Tom, if we do that, just so that we're all clear, you know, we can't hold her to, like, not complying with that particular provision.
Right.
Because you're saying that it's okay. So if you ever want to see the frequency mirror that from the original consent agreement, you would need to let her know what the board's expectations are going forward.
I have a question, Madam Chair, of Victoria. I don't think, do we have an evaluator's recommendations on this case?
The counselor is due in the first quarter, which will be next month.
Okay, so she's going to provide us with a treatment plan, but I don't think we started with one, was my question.
Yeah, I don't think we did either, but I can check. If I'm remembering correctly, you didn't go to an addictionologist who gave a plan for your treatment. Is that correct?
I was seeing another counselor who's not specifically licensed as a LISAC since October, and she's going to send a report for the next meeting as well to follow that quarterly compliance. They're both going to send a report.
Thank you. I think just as a general point, I think when the substance abuse, a case with a substance abuse issue comes before our board, that we do need an evaluation by an addictionologist to guide us. Do you need a motion?
Yeah, I mean, wasn't this the case, though, that she, because she had gone to an inpatient?
Pardon?
Treatment, correct?
But if we had a treatment plan recommendation come out of that, that we could follow, great, but we're just kind of piecing together based on what we've done in the past. And I don't, we don't have specific recommendations, I don't recall, please correct me if I'm wrong, for this particular case.
So, but the consent agreement, if this is an interim consent agreement, this is an interim consent agreement, it is in place.
Could we?
So we can't really go backwards.
I just think more guidance for the board on these kinds of, on substance abuse cases would be, from professionals in that field would be helpful.
Don't disagree, and we will keep that in mind for the next one.
I don't have it in front of me, but I don't recall that I needed her to send you something the first time I met with her.
I think it's quarterly reports?
Yeah.
Well, I don't have any further questions, my concerns revolved around the sample, the last sample, and then also just questioning about the availability of the counselor. Again, that's outside of your control, so unless anybody else has any questions.
No, I've got to say, this is the first time in my 5 years serving on the board where I've seen a confirmation come back that contraindicated the first test, so I think I, as a board member, have learned something through this process.
The only question I have, and I brought it up shortly, briefly last time, I do work on Saturdays, and it is almost impossible for me to get to a testing center because of where I am. If I were in Phoenix, if there was some, I stop every place where I work, and nobody does it. It's only on a Saturday, and it's only on a Saturday that I work. I'm happy to let Victoria know by email. I'm happy to go the following morning. The test you asked me to do reflects the last 72 to 96 hours, so it's not like a spot check on a blood sample that'll go away.
I don't know. I personally don't know if that's accurate.
I don't, you can call the lab yourself.
My concern is random
making a statement.
Testing. And that's standard for our cases, is random drug testing. I mean, we have folks that are located all over the state who have been subject to consent agreements that have to do random drug testing, and it's not always convenient, and they have to take off work, and so I don't see changing that random requirement, random testing.
Well, and I think, did we discuss last time that maybe not doing it, maybe in the future, but not
right now, in the early
stages of the consent agreement, so maybe as we get farther down.
For the other board members, just as a question, given what was mentioned from Dr. Hunsberger, that the test shows the last 72 hours, if Dr. Hunsberger were to get the lab to submit how long those particles that they're testing for do remain in the urine, and if that is true, would that maybe persuade us to look in a different direction, or maybe a little bit more flexible on that Saturday if we knew for a fact that those tests were valid for what was consumed in the last 72 to 96 hours?
I don't know if labs are standard. I don't know if what would come back from the lab she's utilizing would be standard with, say, a lab. And I don't know. And I don't know whether the lab is the correct party to ask as an expert, or whether it's some kind of lab association, or I really don't know. So that's getting into a whole bailiwick that I would have a lot of questions about.
Thoughts from other board members? Okay. or just leave?
I'm kind of torn both ways. Because the issue with Saturday is you're the only one there on Saturday. Is that right? I remember, okay. It's not that you have to take off work, it's that work closes, right? Yeah.
Because we only work 6 hours, I mean, it'll take 3 hours whether I go first as soon as they open, or I go as soon as the other one in Prescott opens, I still get to work almost 2.5, 3 hours late. Because the testing center's only open for 9 to 12.
And remind me the frequency of your testing?
Twice a month.
I mean, because it's not random if you say it can't be on a Saturday, right?
Right.
I mean, that's not random anymore.
Right. But if we also.
That kind of defeats the purpose.
Right, but if we also knew that the metabolites were present in this test sample for X amount of time.
Yeah.
Then that helps to say, right?
I think the board would need some additional information from experts on, you know, whether it's the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office or.
Pathologist.
A pathologist, okay, or whomever, to tell us, to give us that information in order to make that decision. I'm not comfortable going with just the opinion of one lab, I guess is my point.
We can try to find out.
Okay.
To get some.
Okay, well, how about, again, no determination is being made at this point, just provide. And Victoria's providing the information next month, or Dr. Hunsberger is? Okay.
Thank you.
So, can I ask, has that happened yet on a Saturday?
Not yet.
I'm just.
Good. And I don't work every Saturday, so it's not like I can't go any Saturday.
Right.
It's just
roll the dice.
Yeah, roll the dice, right?
So it's like every other Saturday? So if they're doing it twice a month, there's a low probability it could be that Saturday.
But Murphy's Law.
Well, I know, I know.
You've heard Budrow's Law? Murphy was an optimist.
Who?
Budrow.
Budrow?
Budrow, B-U-D-R-O-W.
As far as the way things are at right now, I have no further questions.
I think it was a case.
We will get more information on the test and consider your request, but at this point, we're not changing the need to go should you get called on a Saturday.
Okay. Well, thank you. And I appreciate that you ask, so it certainly doesn't hurt to ask, so.
Keep up the good work.
All right, thank you. Okay, we're gonna stay on section number four. A little bit of time before our next. So we're on item number three, 2316, in regards to Mary Ann Bolser, DBM. Board may review, discuss, and take action on continuing education completed in compliance with consent agreement, and may return license to active status. Okay. So my notes say that her CE was done fairly quickly, and with that, I would make a motion to return Dr. Bolser's license to active status.
Second.
Okay, motion and a second. Any further discussion? Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. 2389 regards to Jessica Muninga, DBM. Board may review, discuss, and take action on the consent agreement. This one is yours, Mr. Lohib.
Well, since we were informed earlier, her license is lapsed. So I'm going to move that we dismiss and document with a letter that fees are owed and delinquency fees are owed. And that a future board should take action if and when she ever applies for an original license. And that's my motion.
Okay.
Hint.
Second.
There you go.
Motion and a second.
I have a mouthful. Sorry.
Okay, there's no further discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. We are now on number five, 2327, regards to Rose Fiskett, VMD. Board may review, discuss, and take action on continuing education plan submitted in compliance with board order. Yeah, I had no issue, had to submit 3 CE hours.
And this is a plan, right?
Yes, just her plan.
I move to approve her plan.
Okay, I second that, so a motion and a second to approve Dr. Fiskett's CE plan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. All right. Number 2242, in regards to Simon Escalada, DVM, board may review, discuss, and take action on compliance with board order. I may return license to active status.
I move we acknowledge his compliance. Do we maintain the probation till another case is decided, or this one's over, so it's over? I guess that's a question for counsel.
Okay. That's a question for Mark.
So,
I don't know that you can continue probation.
He's done? Okay. So he complied, he's done.
For now.
Goes back to active status.
Okay. So is that a motion?
That is my motion.
Okay. So we have a motion and a second.
Second.
Motion and a second to return Dr. Escalada's license to active status. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Nay.
Okay. Motion passes. All right, number seven, 2395, in regards to J.C. Long, DVM. Board may review, discuss, and take action on compliance with consent agreement and may return license to active status.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, motion and a second to return the license, her license to active status. There's no further discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Okay, on to number eight, 2233, in regards to Monica Durgan, DBM. Board may review, discuss, and take action on compliance with board order and may return license to active status.
So moved.
Okay.
Second.
Motion and a second to return Dr. Durgan's license to active status. There's no further discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, motion passes. And lastly, we've got 2378 in regards to Sarah McMichael, CBT. Board may review, discuss, and take action on a revised consent agreement. This was in your supplement one. And Ms. Frost, you are the lead.
So the supplement is regarding some clarified language due to a prescribed medication. So as far as the clarification language that was added, essentially if it was lawfully prescribed by a licensed medical provider and that essentially there is no impairment while on the premise of a medical practice and that within 30 days we would be provided updated lists of medications and substances prescribed. So we just agree, because it's really just a language clarification.
Madam Chair and Ms. Ross, and also if she has signed the consent agreement now, I'm
Oh, she has.
Yesterday. So if the board approves of this language change, then I can execute the consent agreement. That's okay.
Okay.
So moved.
Okay, so we have a motion.
A second.
And then I'm just curious, did we ever, is she still not working in the field anyway, or do we know? Or?
I don't know.
Okay. I was just curious. Okay, a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Motion passes. All right. So we are going to go to section number five, number two. Board may review, discuss, and take action on requests for continuing education approval for the San Diego Veterinary Medical Association 2023 Fall Veterinary Conference.
Move we approve.
Yeah, it's like I didn't see any issues with this.
Second.
Okay, motion and a second to approve their fall conference. There's no further discussion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, motion passes. Okay, we'll go to number three. Board may review, discuss, and take action on the American Association of Veterinary State Boards proposed bylaws amendments. We don't have Dr. Wright here to his thoughts. Should we just pend it or? Okay, so does that need to be a formal motion or just say just we're going to pend?
Yes.
Yes, it does need to.
Just a motion to continue.
Okay.
Second.
Okay, motion and a second to continue this item till next month. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, let's do number four. Board may review, discuss, and take action on Melanie Rutland.
If we're getting need executive session, should we pin that till later?
Well.
So we don't.
So we've got.
Just for convenience.
Okay, that's fine.
I mean, if we find something else to do.
Nope, I agree. That's a good point. Let's get number five as well. Okay, so Victoria, we're going to do number six. Board may review, discuss, and take action on premise inspection results. And the first one is A, R3833, Kennel Care Veterinary Hospital, Larry Hudman, DVM.
Madam Chair, members of the board, Annalise recently conducted a board requested follow-up inspection. So we, for your information in your packet, we have inspection results from 2019, 2021, and 23 with multiple repeat violations across all those 3 years. The board may want to consider opening a case.
I move we open a case.
Second.
Okay. We have a motion and a second to open a case. It's Kennel Care Veterinary Hospital. Any further discussion?
Can a question of counsel, can we open this case and move it to informal or no?
Well, you open a case and then you give them an opportunity to respond.
Okay.
I think the reason I was asking is they've been given opportunities to respond to the inspection.
Yeah. But so, we should still follow.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, so all those in favor of opening a case, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion passes. Now on to item number B, R3866, the Mile High Animal Hospital, Bryce Smith, DVM.
Madam Chair, members of the board, Annalise recently conducted a board requested follow-up inspection for Mile High, primarily based on concerns over controlled drug management, controlled drug logs. Annalise can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that she found improvement overall regarding the logs. There were some repeat things, but not to a degree that either Annalise and I were extremely concerned about. So we would just probably put it on our list to follow up about the logs in the future.
Okay. Yes.
What about the status of issues of control of substances?
Annalise, can you talk about that?
So, I believe from previous inspections that were done, the logs, there was like no inventory log and stuff like that. So when I went to do my inspection, they do paper dispensing logs. Come to find out they also use computer dispensing logs as well, which staff there didn't show me. So the inconsistencies that I noticed on the paper dispensing logs were there, but they were not there on the computer dispensing logs, and their inventory logs are also done on an Excel sheet, and they had all the information that is requested, and the staff did show me that type of inspection.
Okay, great. Then I'll not my concern. Thank you.
Okay, sounds good. So we don't really have to, staff is going to go back, so we don't need to do anything.
We're fine with that then.
Okay, sounds good. Number seven, board may review, discuss, and take action on fiscal year 24 interagency service agreement with the Office of the Arizona Attorney General.
I'll move approval, but this discussion could take a long time.
Victoria, did you have anything to add?
I have nothing to add.
Okay, sounds good. We definitely need our AG here.
Yes.
Okay, so a motion and a second to approve. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Okay, board may review, discuss, and take action on 2021 petition for review of criminal record per ARS 41-1093.04. Again, this is Victoria.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is a report that all boards are required to do. We have nothing to report.
Yes, that is good.
Do you need a motion to approve? Someone, no?
There's nothing to approve, yeah.
Well, there was a report that had to be filed, but it shows zeros.
Typically, the board will just approve that the board directs the staff to.
See, you're already getting your money's worth here.
So moved.
I knew it was too high.
Yeah.
I guess I have any correction for you. Proving that it's correct.
Okay, so a motion and a second to approve this report. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. And the next one, board may review, discuss, and take action on 2021 provisional license report per ARS 32-4701.
Madam Chair, members of the board, the agency had no provisional license to report.
Okay.
So it's a report with zeros again, right?
Yes.
So I move approval of the report.
Second.
Okay, a motion and a second to approve the report. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Okay, and just to be clear, we need to wait until 11:15 to start. Okay, per the. Okay, so we are moving along. The audience gets to listen to all of our items today. So number 10, board may hold elections for chair and vice chair for fiscal year 2024.
I nominate Ms. Krieger as chair.
Second.
Okay, a motion and a second to make sure put me back in, but.
Do we need a vice chair on the same ballot or no?
That's next.
We'll do that one next. Okay, so if there's no further discussion, nobody else wants to do it. okay, all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right, motion passes on that one.
Congratulations, Madam Chair.
Yeah, thank you, I think. Okay, are we going to do vice chair?
I move that we retain Dr. Janes as vice chair.
Second.
Okay. And she's not here to defend herself, so.
That's perfect time.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second to approve Dr. Robin Janes for vice chair for next fiscal year. There's no further discussion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay. All right. So now we are on number 11. Board may review, discuss, and take action on legislative bill update. This is item number A, SD 1401, animal acupuncture certification requirements. This was in your supplement one.
Yes.
So the way I read this, it references some of the Veterinary Practice Act statutes, but it didn't change any of them, right?
It adds to it. It adds to the section like we have now where the equine dental practitioners are. It adds to that section.
Okay. We're the board that has to certify them?
No.
It's the national board? What board certifies?
The acupuncture board.
Some national acupuncture board.
Okay. American Board of Animal Acupuncture or the National Certification Commission for Acupuncture and Oriental Medicine to Treat Animals.
Okay, so they have to, similar to a equine dentistry practitioner, they have to submit an application that I am doing this under this veterinarian supervision?
No, they don't have to be supervised. That's not how I read it.
But they have received a referral from the veterinarians. They don't
I mean, that's the way I read it too, but I didn't think it had anything to do with ours. It would just be included in there. I didn't see them mentioned other than as a reference.
It
mentioned ours, I thought.
It might have been formulated better.
Oh, yes.
because it is raised some questions. So the main messaging is that acupuncturists can now treat animals, is how I read that. So the reason why it's on the agenda now is because just recently the governor signed it.
Yeah.
So it'll go into effect at the 90 days after signing day.
Whatever that is.
Which is.
So the state of Arizona is. Just to clarify, the state of Arizona is not doing any certification. We don't do, we.
No, the certification goes through.
Of acupuncture.
Yeah, we don't have a state board of acupuncture, do we?
We do.
We do.
We do.
Okay.
So that board presumably would create rules related to this during the bill debate. There were certainly lots of questions about having animals in offices, sharing space with humans, medicine and things like that. So they, you know, there was direction to create rules by the acupuncture board. But as you know, this board was not involved or asked for any feedback regarding this bill. So it's just an informational item.
Okay. All right, thank you, Victoria. On to number 12, board may review, discuss, and take action on an investigative committee position opening. This is in supplement one, and Victoria, I think, just wanted to make a quick.
Yeah, just an announcement that we now have an opening for a public member on our afternoon investigative committee. So we're trying to spread the word. There is an application on the board's website and announcement on the website as well.
Yes, I reached out to a retired employee from the U of A College of Medicine Phoenix, but she declined, so I'll keep working on it.
Okay, yes, if anyone has anyone that is interested, it's, you know, a little less work than the board, I would say, and it's typically, I mean, it kind of varies how many cases there are, but it, you know, half a day or less.
Yeah, roughly.
Right.
And it's half day, so this is the afternoon, so if it was somebody from Tucson or a Flagstaff, they could make the drive in. So I'm looking at recruiting from areas other than Phoenix if possible.
That's great.
More geographic distribution. Anybody have any ideas, please feel free to reach out.
Yes, and the person who retired is from the committee is gone now, so now we're in a rush to.
Right, to fill it, yes. Great.
So we have the one opening or we have more than one?
One.
Just that one?
PM, 1 PM.
For a public member.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, we are just rolling here, so. We, usually it's an empty room by the time we get to our approval of minutes, but just so again, everybody understands, we can't begin our informals before the time stated on our agenda, so that's why we're kind of taking care of all these other little bits. So we've still got about 15 minutes, so we're gonna go ahead and move to section number 6, review and approval of minutes. Number 1, May 17, 2023, regular session.
Madam, Chairman, I.
Just so we know, Ms. Ross is abstained because she was absent, so take it away.
Yeah, Madam Chair, I move approval of the May 17th, 2023, regular session minutes.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve the May 17th regular session minutes. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, motion passes. Now we are on our consent agreement. We don't have Dr. Wright here, so somebody else is going to have to do it.
I move to approve the consent agenda, removing A1, A6, and A8.
Second.
Okay, a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. That motion passes.
I move we approve A6 pending inspection and compliance.
Second.
Okay, motion and a second on A6. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes.
Okay. I move we approve pending compliance A1 and A8.
Second.
Okay, a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Okay. We're going to hold on to the summary of events. So at this point, I think, why don't we just go ahead and take another little break? Because I think all the others are timed unless, so I think we'll hold on item number 4 unless we want to go ahead and
call to the public so everybody can appreciate.
Right, oh, yeah, I was thinking that, same exact thing.
I know, he's probably not expecting our call at the moment, so.
He might appreciate it earlier versus later.
He loves an audience.
Okay, then, why not? We will.
Yeah.
So this is section number nine, call to the public. Those, we need to read this off once we get over.
Yeah, let me see if he's here.
So we are going to call Dr. Johnny Johnson, who likes to participate in our call to the public, and then I will.
Madam Chair, I think we could possibly do number eight, so.
Okay.
Continue zipping on through.
I'm just thinking we're gonna have gap after the next one, so I have a feeling. That's why I thought I'd wait on the one, but.
Mr. Speak.
Hello, Mr. Johnson, it's Tracy at the Veterinary Board. The board is ready to do the call to the public, and I'll turn you over to our chairperson, Ms. Krieger.
All right. Okay, we are on section nine, call to the public. Those wishing to address the board do not need to request permission in advance. However, the board may limit those persons speaking during this time to a reasonable number on any public comment matter. In addition, each person wishing to address the board will be given 3 minutes to do so. Pursuant to ARS 3843.1.02H, the board can only take action on matters listed on the agenda. Action on public comment matters that are not listed on agenda will be limited to directing staff to study the matter or to schedule the matter for further discussion at a later date. All right, Mr. Johnson, I can give you 3 minutes to speak. Go ahead. Dr. Johnson?
Yes, thank you. My name is Dr. John Johnson. And actually, I am happy I had a conversation with Madam Jessica a few days ago. And she gave me 10 minutes to talk. We have a good conversation. In 10 minutes, I made it 10 points. And she agreed to that. And she told me she will continue the conversation. And afterwards, I talked to Madam Victoria. Madam Victoria is aware of that. And I'm planning to come to the board next meeting. So then I wanted to present my conversation to the board members. I wanted to answer their questions if they have. That's what I'm waiting for. I think 3 minutes is over. That's baloney. 3 minutes. I don't know who made that rule. I put a curse on them. 3 minutes. And that's it.
Okay, thank you.
I'm against the street violence happening in the city. And I'm very appalled about that. Why people are doing this. And I'm very afraid to get out from my house because of the nonsense, the killing. Who's going to do anything about it? Governor says she cannot do anything. Oh my gosh. Have a good day.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Dr. Johnson.
Thank you, Jessica.
Okay, so we are gonna jump back to number eight, summary of current events. This is the time for the board chair, any member of the board, or the executive director to give a brief summary on current events that affect the board. It is informational only and no discussion may occur. Anybody have anything? Oh, look, Ms. Solomon.
Yes.
Go for it.
Yes, I wanted to share with the board that the University of Arizona College of Veterinary Medicine and the Navajo Nation have reached an agreement where they will split 50-50 paying the tuition for veterinary graduate level veterinary students who are Native American, who are Navajo. And that following that, the Navajo Nation will offer them a 2 to 3 year residency on the reservation that pays $100,000 a year. and they're unsure of future funding, so right now it's 2 to 3 years of a residency in essence.
Okay, oh, that's great.
Yeah, that's, they've been working on it for a while, so yeah. We'll see if it's happened.
Good, thank you for sharing that. I would not have heard that otherwise, so. Anything else, anybody else would like to share? No? Okay. I do want to take another quick break, though, before we jump into the informal. So, again, about close to 5 minutes, and then we will get started.
Victoria, when's our plan lunch break?